So in this first reading, it's very appropriate for us to hear what Jesus says, you know. He says, this is how I judge the house of Israel, the way we treat one another. And like we said yesterday, we are the little family. We're the reunion of the little family of Luisa. And it's a new way of living. There's no complaining. There's no negativity. And this is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to live the way he lived. So he says, this is how I'll judge you. He says, you must turn and be converted from all your crimes, that they may cause no guilt for you, and cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, and make for yourself a new heart and a new spirit. When we read the book of heaven, this is what Jesus is looking for, a new heart and a new spirit. The old heart, our hearts are cold, stony, and lifeless. We judge people continuously. And Jesus says to Luisa, by looking at someone, you're judging them. So what he's saying, if you've noticed, he doesn't want us to even look at people with any questions. We have to begin to have a new heart, a new spirit, to when we look, we see God. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Why do we love ourselves? Because Jesus reigns in us. So often we hear people talk about their neighbors. And, you know, they did this and they did that. Our family, they did this and they did that. Our bosses, they did that. You know, Jesus says this has to change. This has to stop. We have to become like Jesus. What did Jesus do when he hung on the cross? Father, forgive them. They know not what they are doing. Your family doesn't know what they're doing. Your neighbors don't know what they're doing. You might think they do, but that's your judging. You're judging. There has to be a new heart and a new spirit, Jesus says. When we really begin to listen to our brothers and sisters, and we begin to hear what they're saying, everyone is wounded. Everyone is hurting. Our job is to be another Christ. That's why he says to Luisa, your heart must be my throne, he says, to help one another. It has nothing to do with we can give and nothing to anybody. I don't care how much money you have. There's nothing there. God owns all the money in the world. He's the father of everything. So what do people do? They complain about their health. They complain about their wealth. They complain about their families. They complain. Jesus is going, what are you doing? This is what he tells Luisa. Luisa, the murmuring in your heart, he says, in your brain, bothers me. Stop the murmuring. So yes, this is the place where we stop, really begin to learn how to stop murmuring. As we enter the Lord's house, he's present. It's not a place of fellowship. You could do that at a gymnasium. You could do that on a baseball field, football field, soccer field, where most people go on Sundays. We are called to keep holy the Sabbath. And why? To be with God. To be in our Father's house, as Jesus said. Do you not know, he says to Mary and Joseph, I had to be in my Father's house. That's our life. This is why we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, adoring him, loving him, praising him, thanking him, blessing him, worshiping him. We're going to do this at 2 o'clock, and there'll be confessions at 3. But if you really have to go to confession, the priest will be in this area. I think one is going to be in that room. One will be in this room. One will be in this room, and I'll be at my sleeping in bed. No, I'll probably be in the back. So we have places, confess, but confession is not a time of counseling. It's, again, the three B's, be brief, be blunt, be gone. And that helps everybody else. You heard the story about the priest being confessional, and everybody's waiting. Somebody opens the door, and the priest goes, get out of here. And the person runs out of the that the person that was going to confession runs out. We got to help people by being blunt, brief, and gone. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. Please give me absolution. Forgive me of my sins. God, through the priest, absolves us. And we're free of sins. At that point, we are full of grace. But if we go into the confessional to defend ourselves, and they did this, and then they did that, and then they caused me to do this, and then they... When you die, when you stand before God, he's not going to say, what did your siblings do to you? What did your neighbors do to you? He's going to say, well, how did you respond to this? Oh, with rage. Well, that's, I think, 4,000 years in purgatory. How did you deal with this? Well, I was annoyed. Well, that's 200 years of purgatory. This is what God's going to do. He's not going to say, good job, come on in, it doesn't matter. He's going to say, as he said today, commit no robbery, give food to the hungry, clothe the naked, do not lend with interest, nor act exact usury. Hold off from evil doing. Judge fairly between a man and his opponent. God has got great plans, and with this great gift of the divine will, he is going to open the door for all of humanity. And he's going to bring us back to where Adam was before the fall. Again, what was Adam's IQ like? He was in God's image and likeness. Our IQs are limited, if that. We're going to be beginning to think with the mind of Christ, and that's why Jesus says, the intellect, memory, and will that I have given you has to become divinized. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity. That's the divine healing that Jesus is bringing to us in the divine will. Here on this land, this holy land, drink the water. Take water home with you. Pour water over you. Ask Jesus for healing. And you stand in the place of your friends, your family, your neighbors. Stand in the place of all of humanity. And say, Lord, I stand here as Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites. I stand in the breach for all of humanity. Heal us, Jesus. Jesus says, good. Watch what I'm going to do. Great things are right around the corner. And he says, the kingdom of heaven belongs to the children. We are the children, we're the little children of the holy divine will with Mama Luisa as our little mama, Jesus says. Good things are coming. Amazing things are happening. So at 2 o'clock we'll have adoration. And this will be a time to come in and prepare your hearts. If you can't remember, write your sins down. Write them down. It's really funny when somebody comes in, they go, I had all my thoughts, but I can't remember anything. That's a good one. That's a good one. Write it down and say, okay, oh, this, this, and this. That's what a general confession is, not a general absolution. A general confession, which everyone should do eventually, is you go through 7 years of your life, from 1 to 7, 7 to 14, 14 to 21, 21 to 28. This is how I lived. This is how I treated my family. This is how I treated you, God. And you go through your whole life, and what happens at that point with a general confession, you're not to do that today, but a general confession is you go through your whole life, and there's many tears of sorrow of how we have offended God, how we have offended our neighbors, how we have offended our families. And to basically stand naked before the Lord, this is how I live, and I'm sorry. With this good confession, what happens at that point is your sins are forgiven and forgotten, and like I said, we are full of grace. That's Catholic. That's joy-filled. That's peaceful. That's happy. Good things are coming. Right after Holy Mass, we'll have the procession. We'll first call all the volunteers. They will go. Or maybe, how about this? After we receive Holy Communion, the volunteers, the cross bearer, those who are carrying the signs, pray in your heart. Be silent. Pray in your heart, adoring God, loving God. Because Jesus is with us for 15 minutes until the host dissolves. Adoring Him, loving Him, praising Him, thanking Him, blessing Him, worshiping Him. And then the rest, at the final blessing, we start processing out in silence. Adoring God and loving. You just received the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Adoring Him and loving Him and praising Him and thanking Him and blessing Him and worshiping Him. And then going out and saying to Jesus, here's our mother in front of us, leading us to you, Jesus. Thank you for Blessed Mother. Fill this building, this property, with millions of people and millions of healings. Bring the change to the face of the earth. Soon, may the kingdom come and reign soon, Lord. With every step that you take, with every breath that you take, with every heartbeat that you make, you do this in union with all humanity, repairing and redoing, as Jesus taught Louisa. Everything's changing. Why is it now? Because the kingdom is coming. I just look at that new road that they put over there. There's nothing blocking this place anymore. Everybody can now come here. Without, where is it? You got to go down this little path. You got to go over here. It's the kingdom is coming. God's getting everything ready. And how fortunate we are that we are the first. And Jesus says, I want you to be the first of the newborns, one with Louisa. God's got great plans. Great things are happening. And God has asked us to be here at this time. So let us pray. Please stand.